Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up 0.7% as of 4:40 a.m. Eastern Time. Bonds are mixed with the U.S. 10-year steady. The dollar is softer versus the euro and sterling following knee-jerk gains after the FOMC decision. The Japanese yen is softer. Oil flat to slightly higher, natural gas firmer. Gold is down, industrial metals are mixed. Central banks in focus. Following yesterday's announcement, FOMC takeaways have leaned hawkish, with the policy statement offering more explicit tapering hints. Multiple central bank meetings in Europe as well. Norges Bank hiked its key policy rate by 25 basis points as expected. The Swiss National Bank kept its rate, the lowest in the world, at negative 0.75%, unchanged. As expected. The Bank of England interest rate decision is also due, though post this recording. The Bank of England is also expected to leave its policy unchanged. In Asia, Evergrande still the main story, although not much has changed in the narrative. Yesterday's statement that its biggest unit would make an undefined coupon payment was viewed as a positive step, though the company notably has a long way to go. After discussions in Asia yesterday concentrated on the risk of a Lehman-type crisis and global fallout, the consensus seems to be that this is unlikely. Bloomberg reported several of China's listed banks moved to calm investors who are concerned about risks from the deepening crisis. And in Hong Kong, Evergrande did trade up more than 15%, with the property sector following its lead. In macro data overnight, Singapore's CPI came in line with expectations. Flash PMIs out in Europe, with Eurozone flash manufacturing and services PMIs both coming in below consensus. Netherlands Q2 GDP was a beat, but Spain reported Q2 GDP below consensus. On the U.S. macro calendar, initial jobless claims, September flash manufacturing PMI and September flash services PMI, as well as August leading indicators. On the vaccine front, the FDA authorized booster doses of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine, but for certain populations, including high-risk individuals and individuals 65 and older. On the earnings front, Accenture and Darden Restaurants are due to post results pre-open, Costco and Nike post-close. Asian equities ended mostly higher on Thursday. Greater China markets bounced back from recent losses led by Hong Kong property stocks, but were off their highs by the end of the day. Australia was led by its technology and energy names, and Taiwan by semiconductors. Korea fell on its first day's trading post a three-day holiday, and Japan was closed. Hawkish Fed comments from yesterday set the stage for a stronger dollar overnight than normally would act as a headwind, but an intraday dip in the greenback accompanied by some optimistic news flow on China's Evergrande offset this. Evergrande developments today focused on a possible restructuring into three state-owned enterprises. And although a domestic bond coupon was promised to be paid on time today, there was no word on payment on a five-year U.S. dollar bond payment. Markets took the first promise at its word and sent the stock up more than 15% higher. European equity markets are trading higher, with central banks in the spotlight, as previously highlighted. Following up on the PMI readings, Eurozone preliminary September PMIs all posted declines this morning, reflecting persistent supply chain bottlenecks and uncertainty over the ongoing pandemic. At the same time, input prices reached 21-year highs as demand overwhelmed supply. Higher input prices and longer delivery times suggest consumer price pressures in the Eurozone may remain elevated, which may pose challenges to the ECB's temporary inflation outlook. Market reported selling price inflation rose to the third highest rate it's seen over the past two decades. Also in the region, the ECB Economic Bulletin flagged some easing in growth momentum amid persisting supply bottlenecks and the spread of the more contagious Delta COVID variant. However, compared with the prior outlook, the economy performed better than it expected and resulted in upward revisions in staff projections. The bulletin highlighted that the Delta variant had not yet required a lockdown but could slow recoveries and a full reopening. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. you can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.